It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. As for what's next for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, we're still waiting to see whether a judge will allow his criminal defense lawyer to push back his criminal contempt of court trial, which is tentatively slated to begin early next month. But a Trump White House could potentially shield the embattled sheriff from criminal charges. And joining me now is KJZZ's Jude Jaffe Block. What charges are going on? We have criminal contempt. That is what's getting a lot of the spotlight. Lay out for us where we stand right now with the sheriff.
So at this point in time, the U.S. Department of Justice's Public Integrity Section, those are prosecutors, that's a unit that was formed after Watergate to go after public corruption. And those are the federal prosecutors who are prosecuting Sheriff Arpaio for criminal contempt of court. Criminal contempt of court is a really rare thing because it's not on its own a crime. It's basically a charge for when somebody willfully violates a judge's order. In this case, it's for when the judge in the racial profiling case told Arpaio to stop making immigration arrests. The judge said Arpaio did not have that authority as a local police department to detain people just for being in the country without papers. And it turned out that the sheriff and his deputies continued doing that for 18 months. So that is the basis for the criminal contempt case going forward against Arpaio. The prosecutors are also investigating him and three others for obstruction of justice, also stemming from the contempt case against them. At this point in time, there's a December trial date set against Arpaio, but his lawyer has asked for an extension. At this point, the prosecutors have said they are willing for there to be a 90 to 120-day extension from December, which would put that trial date to begin after Trump is in the White House.
Now, Sheriff Arpaio, even in the midst of a rough campaign season, it seemed, for Donald Trump, was still one of his staunchest supporters. So going forward, that has some people asking questions about whether Donald Trump could potentially try to get those charges dropped, could potentially try to pardon Sheriff Joe. But where does that stand?
Right. And so legal experts say there are a few ways that a sympathetic President Trump could intervene again. And as well, Arpaio has criticized the Obama administration, has said this is politically motivated, keep in mind, and that, you know, remember the announcement that the Justice Department would prosecute came right before early voting. The sheriff criticized that as trying to influence the election. So if Trump were moved to get involved, he could, by either direct intervention, getting the Justice Department to drop the charges, his attorney general could do the same. What's tricky about criminal contempt is that the rule for criminal contempt actually says if the government declines to prosecute, the judge should appoint an independent prosecutor. So what I've heard from former U.S. Attorney Paul Charlton is that perhaps an easier way for Trump to go about this would be to just pardon the sheriff. He could do that even before the criminal trial begins. There is precedent for presidents pardoning even when there's no charges pending. So that could really take care of it and take the wind out of the sails of any kind of prosecution going forward.
And you spoke with Sheriff Arpaio's criminal defense attorney, Mel McDonald. What did he have to say about this?
He said that he was well aware that this change in administration could end up benefiting his client. He said that there's a range of ways, as we've discussed. And he said, you know, the grounds would be that, you know, the sheriff is not in office. He has a history of dedicated public service, and perhaps the new attorney general would realize that it's a waste of time to go after him. And you know, McDonald's point is his client is innocent, that he did not willfully violate the judge's orders, but that it will take months and a lot of expense to prove that. And so he's hoping the Trump administration sort of intervenes so they don't have to go through all the motions. That's his position.
And what are the possibilities for some others? There's the sheriff's chief deputy, Jerry Sheridan. It doesn't have the political connections that Sheriff Arpaio has, but could those potential steps also apply to Sheridan and others?
I mean, I think that's a really interesting question. I think, you know, it remains to be seen whether there would be intervention for them as well. But even if there was for the sheriff, it could kind of take out a lot of the momentum for those underneath him being prosecuted. And we might just see those cases go away as well. I think that's certainly a possibility. I mean, there are a lot of people in the Latino immigrant community that were very much looking forward to this case going forward. They felt like this was their way of getting justice. Certainly, the sheriff is no longer in office, but they felt like he violated a judge's orders and harmed the Latino immigrant community in doing so, and they wanted to see him behind bars. And so the idea that this could just disappear is certainly troubling to some people in that community.
And Jude, finally, certainly as it relates to the Latino immigrant communities, Donald Trump and Joe Arpaio very much tied together over the past number of months. Sheriff Arpaio ended up losing by double digits to Paul Penzone and lost his race for sheriff. And yet Donald Trump, though somewhat narrowly, carried Maricopa County. What were some of the number differences there?
It is interesting because when you look at Paul Penzone's victory, he received about 71,000 more votes than Hillary Clinton, Jill Stein, and Gary Johnson combined. And so that suggests that at least that many Trump supporters were favoring Penzone. And, you know, it even though the two were aligned, there was a key difference in that this county has had Sheriff Arpaio in office for 24 years. And part of that legacy were very expensive legal bills. And so I think what we saw this election is even some conservatives who had supported the sheriff in the past felt like it was time for a change. And there was now a fiscal argument in favor of change. And perhaps that's what we saw on Election Day.
KJZZ's Jude Jaffe-Block. Jude, thanks.
Thank you.